Radio coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss continued research into mind control platforms on TM Radio. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM in the black navigation bar. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. On the same page, you can donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are just a touch in the red. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. Any questions? Call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett, who has fought a 25-year struggle with the Canadian government, go to bbsradio.com/herewestand. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. Next, Targeted Justice is a great organization, one of the best in the U.S. for sure, and probably around the world. To join, go to their home page. At the top of the page, click on Home. You'll see a drop-down menu. The second item is membership. As soon as you click on that, you will see, if we scroll down, a series of questions. Answer those questions. Join Targeted Justice. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. Tonight, for some reason, it is down for us. For those of you who are watching, the Schumann resonance was at 158 hertz 2 weeks ago, last Friday. The nominal reading should be 7.83 hertz. Today, it is still high at 10 hertz. For those of you who would like to find out about the Schumann resonance, just Google it. S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N resonance, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, and you will get thousands of entries on the Schumann resonance. It is the oldest frequency on the planet, billions of years old. Okay, tonight we're going to discuss basic ways, in this case, platform antennas that have been developed around the world for the purpose of mind control. And one of the major ways that mind control is performed is a very general term. It's called electromagnetic energy. This is one of the main manipulative ways. In the declassified scientific literature, only some 30 experiments have been published supporting this assumption. Already in 1974, the Russians were very busy with the Chinese. Now, the Russians and the Chinese developed a joint venture project called SORA, as the United States developed HAARP on a 36-acre parcel in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, I have stated previously that I would much rather see our enemy as the Russians or the Chinese. But this remains to be seen. We have a lot of evidence claiming that the United States is the culprit. Why would the United States take down taxpayers? The Russians and the Chinese have the ability. China and Russia quietly conducted experiments aimed at manipulating the Earth's atmosphere. In June, scientists from the two countries jointly performed 5 tests that some have speculated to be military related and detailed their results in Earth and Planetary Physics. This is something you might want to read. The experiments involved heating the ionosphere, which is an upper electrically charged layer of the planet's atmosphere. At Russia's SORA, now they're calling it Russia's SORA, ionospheric heating facility, a powerful transmitter was used to pump radio energy into the ionized plasma that characterizes this layer, some 310 miles above the town where it was located. Once the ionosphere was stimulated, sensors aboard the China seismo-electromagnetic satellite recorded observations from orbit. There's a lot of hype, but we've done all of these things for years. Dennis Podopoulos, a professor of physics at the University of Maryland. What was done is nothing exciting except for sending the message that Russia and China are interested in this space. Papadopoulos, who has conducted similar research in the U.S., but was not part of these experiments, added, most of the tests did not cause plasma disturbances. However, one test on June 7th reportedly created an electronic spike across 49,000 square miles, with 10 times more negatively charged subatomic particles than surrounding regions. Now, this is according to the Hong Kong newspaper, South China Morning Post. So, something is going on there. As you know, already in 1976, on our 200th anniversary, that night, the Russians aimed their Duga antenna at the West and used everything that their nuclear power plant had in the Ukraine to broadcast mind-altering signals to the United States. To get back to this study claims another test increased the temperature of ionized gas in a select area by 212 degrees Fahrenheit. The ionosphere sits roughly 50 to 400 miles above the ground, where gases are stimulated by the sun's ultraviolet radiation to form electrically charged ions. They are responsible for bouncing radio waves from the Earth's surface. The ionosphere is crucial to many modes of communication, which can be hampered by things such as space weather. The ionosphere is also home to brilliant auroras caused by charged particles interacting with the planet's magnetic field lines. Scientists have long been interested in novel technologies made possible by tampering with the ionosphere, specifically in the military space and communications industries. It is possible to block communications, for example, by increasing the density of plasma or by creating structures that scatter radio waves, Papadopoulos said. The Air Force even wanted to boost the range of radio signals by detonating plasma bombs from microsatellites. I wish they would sometime define microsatellites, because that can take us from your average sized Volkswagen satellite down to something very tiny. Last year, scientists in the U.S. semi-successfully tried to produce an artificial aurora for the purpose of studying the natural phenomenon. And while early reports of China and Russia's collaboration have skewed alarmists, Papadopoulos warned against giving too much hype to the results, adding that in 2014, U.S. researchers were planning a joint study with Russian and Ukrainian scientists that fell through due to Russia-Ukraine relations. Now, you have to understand that since the wall fell down, there are a series of republics, the Ukraine being one of them. Today, relationships between Russia and the Ukraine are strained. Several countries have built specialized facilities for modifying the ionosphere. A field of study with potential military and space applications. Russia's Sura was commissioned in 1981 with funding from the Soviet Defense Department. It's currently operated by the Radiophysical Research Institute. Okay, I'm going to draw as I go a commonality between all of the countries, and when completed, I will tell you why. And if we run out of time, I will tell you why. In the U.S., the even more powerful high-frequency active auroral research program, or HAARP, was established in 1993 by the Air Force, Navy, and guess who? DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. The 33-acre facility located near Fairbanks, Alaska, maintains 180 radio antennas for inundating the ionosphere with high-frequency radio waves, and was transferred to the university, again, another university of Alaska, Fairbanks, after the program was shut down in 2015. Many people do not realize this. HAARP has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories, and they are not conspiracy theories, ranging from weather and mind control, pushing its operators to hold an open house in 2016 just to dispel false rumors. So we have two stations that have ducked under a university. We have Russia and the U.S. who have stuck their HAARP program and Sura programs under university umbrellas. I looked at the time, so I figured I'd start to correlate that now. We have another very powerful. Okay. Commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss continued research into mind control platforms on TM Radio. And I understand we have a guest. As soon as the system responds, I will try and find him. Okay, Anthony in L.A., go ahead.
How's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I just want to start off with saying I appreciate you guys holding up your rights as freedom, as human beings, to stand up.
Thank
because
you.
Not too many people are willing to.
Well, we have to have start a
YouTube,
somewhere.
I have a YouTube channel. I've been on that for about, I would say, a few years, and I have a lot of information on there just in case anybody is interested. I have a lot of frequency that I'm using against a lot of the gang stalkers or perpetrators that live in my apartment building, and
okay.
Since they're neural-linked to me, whatever I listen to or whatever I put myself through, they feel some kind of effect. So I've been listening to these frequencies, and I can literally hear them screaming on my headphones. A lot of my family and friends. Go ahead.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
My email address is Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. And if you could send me these frequencies and your research, I will make public what you want public.
And yeah, sure. I mean, I'm just trying to help those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been using RFID blocking fabric. I just stumbled upon it accidentally. And ever since I put it into a ball cap, I know they make these hats already, but I was wearing it and I never knew that it was even accessible. And once they started putting up all the 5G, they started to collect information and were able to gather brain data with neural linking and stuff that they collect. And we're able to kind of, I guess, get past it with the information that they were collecting. So I had to start using non-conductive items and conductive items. There's so many things that you can put together, which alters your brain frequency. And every time you change it, whether it be whatever layers they are, it messes up their remote neural monitoring on your gang stalking. So when you leave the house, if you never tried something before and you just throw it on, they're not going to have that intel yet. So a lot of them are going to start making faces like they smell something that's nasty or they taste something that's nasty. And their system isn't running properly. And they have to start following you around. It's not accurate until they collect enough information and you just switch it up again and they have to start from the beginning.
Okay. We're coming up on a commercial very shortly. If you'd like to hang on, I'd like to listen to some more of what you have to say.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I assume you purchased your protection from Less EMF?
Actually, I purchased through different sellers.
Okay.
One being Amazon and another one, I think, that also has a YouTube channel, and he gave that information. I purchased one from his website. I'd have to get that information. I don't have it on the top of my head right now.
Okay.
But there's a few items that I've ordered already.
Okay. If you've had success with this, maybe sometime you'd like to be a guest with Marilyn and myself, and we can discuss these together. We have roundtable discussions on RBN, and we like to bring up countermeasures, especially countermeasures. So anything that you want to bring to the table, you go ahead and do that.
I got a lot of information. I have about 530 videos on my channel. They're all informative.
I've been
recording and documenting my gang stalking through at least several years.
All right, we'll see if we can publicize a lot of your information, including your YouTube channel. And we'll put it in with the opening ads. Okay, we're going to the Republic Broadcasting Network station ID. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss continued research into mind control platforms on TM Radio. And we have a guest, and I can't see who it is. It's Anthony from L.A., I think. Go ahead, Anthony.
How's it going? Glad to be back.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just walked outside my house. A lot of my neighbors are staring at me because, I mean, obviously they're, gathering information as we text or call people. They know what we're kind of up to. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's just funny that I'm an empowered individual and they've let me post so much information and have gotten so far, so much intel. Being in this program that has changed my life forever. And I just want to contribute and help those that can't defend themselves, because a lot of people, they can't take the gang stalking. You know, they end up committing suicide or
yes,
hurting themselves or others.
We've seen a lot of that.
Yeah. And, you see it on the news like every once in a while. Shootings and stuff like that. But I'm just doing my part to put out whatever knowledge that I gain so that I can help someone else that's being put in my position.
That's great, because we have a woman that works with me. Her name is Marilyn. She is severely targeted, and I am severely targeted. And anytime that we can have a roundtable discussion where we bring up countermeasures, it's great. And I'm sure she'll be interested, and the rest of the listeners in particular will be interested. We have a conference call as well, and you're welcome to join the conference call as a guest if you like and explain the countermeasures that you have. We have a conference call Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and if you drop me an email with your cell phone number in it, I'm going to send you the information on how to dial in.
Just let me take it down before I forget so that I don't misplace it.
Okay, my email address is Frank.
Because there's a lot of cars passing right now. Let me get to a quieter place.
Okay, take your time.
Got the helicopter flying by right now. Get a lot of those.
Okay, it sounds quiet. My email address is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, at Targeted Massachusetts. Now I'll spell Massachusetts for you.
Sorry, can you start from the beginning?
Sure. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, at Targeted Massachusetts. MASSACHUSETTS .org O-R-G. If you have a problem, just Google Targeted Massachusetts. There's a page and a half.
Okay, so you have your information there?
Yeah, just Google Targeted Massachusetts. I'm actually a life coach. That's what I'm listed as.
Sounds good.
All right.
And, can I just put my YouTube channel out there just in case anybody wants to check it out?
Sure, go ahead.
So it's TLoke57. My backup channel is ESP Movement. TLoke is TLoke57. And I just have a lot of information there. I have the frequencies, or they're just recently uploaded. And I have a lot of other people's content and stuff like that.
Okay, great. Well, send that to me, the YouTube channels, and I will put them in the ads at the beginning of the broadcast.
Cool.
All right. And if you'd like to continue with any of your countermeasures, that'd be great.
Well, I know there's a lot of different ways that I've used. I've used magnets. I only use one magnet necessarily. And when you're wearing a ball cap, there's some kind of aluminum pin that's on the top of the cap. And that's usually what I attach it to. And I have other fabric within inside the hat. You can use aluminum. The thing is with aluminum, it's kind of difficult because eventually they'll gather enough information to be able to scan you and to be able to target you properly. And once you can tell when you're walking around that they're able to pull up at a certain time or get in front of you, that means that they've pretty much locked onto your brain frequency. And then that's when I switch it up. But, usually now, since I've been posting so much information on my YouTube channel, they've kind of stepped back on my targeting because I'm exposing so much information and also gathering information for myself on what works for myself and what might work for others. But when I went to the dentist, I got a tooth removed. And I believe that I was chipped with some kind of RFID chip or something like that, which is allowing them to collect certain information. I also have an advanced Wi-Fi system that they recently connected about a year ago. It's called Starry, S-T-A-R-R-Y. And it's directed energy. It talks about how they use millimeter waves to give people fast service and stuff like that. When I fall asleep is when I'm getting hit with these pulses. And what I found that helps is you have to have a mattress that is foam, also pillows that are foam. I literally have to cover my head with two foam pillows, which pretty much kind of throws me off of their radar. And they have to kind of scan the whole room in order to find me because they're not able to lock onto my brain. And I can feel them trying to penetrate through the pillow. And the side that my tooth that has been chipped vibrates. Also, I hear louder frequency on one side of my ear that where I believe the chip has been placed. So it just makes me believe that they actually did put something in my gum after they pulled out the tooth, and it just made it more harder for me to have to combat, to pretty much get off of their grid of gang stalking.
Oh, that's very possible. Implanting during dental procedures has become norm, unfortunately.
Yeah, for sure.
Thus.
Well, I have all the information on my YouTube channel, I hope somebody checks it out.
All right, I'm sure that we will, and I appreciate you calling in. And once again, the email address is frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, and be more than happy to have you on as a guest on our conference call.
And yeah, I'll be there.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. I will text you all the information that you need, but if you go to targetedmassachusetts.org, on the first page...
If you
page,
want to write down my phone number, I can give it to you right now. I don't mind...
Okay, shoot.
...getting prank calls or whatever. I'm already empowered. They can't. There's nothing they can do to me to try to stop me now.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
So the phone number is 213-315-8323.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And we'll be in touch then. I'll be looking for your email, too.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Anthony.
Have a good night.
Bye. You too. And, okay, just to get back to where we were talking about HARP and how they were a military facility. The Air Force, Navy, and DOD, or actually DARPA, were in charge of this facility. And all of a sudden, in 2015, they shut it down and reopened it under the University of Alaska Fairbanks's umbrella. So why do you think all of these people are doing this? All of these countries will research that in a few minutes. Okay, we have yet another facility, which is located, I don't have the exact location. Let me see. Oh, it's the EASCAT or ISCAT installation in Tremoso And I will have the country here in a second. Okay, this unit, it's a ICECAT or EASTCAT VHF radar, and it operates in the 224 megahertz band with transmitter peak power at 3 megawatts. And with a pulse of 2 microseconds in length. The antenna used for transmission and reception is a parabolic cylinder consisting of 4 quarters, which would be separate units, constituting a total aperture of 120 meters by 40 meters. This antenna is mechanically steerable in the plane of minus 30 degrees to 60 degrees, and electronically steerable in the longitudinal direction of plus 12 degrees off or site. And this is able to connect to yet another site at Longyearbyen, and they are interconnected via the internet. And this is under the University of Tromso. The land is provided by the University of Tromso. I guess it's Tromso. It's got a slash through it. Take a look at the site from your view. It's the Tromso Ionospheric Modification Facility. And it's got a very snowy antenna because I guess that region is buried in snow all the time. EASTCAT, in a report by the World Health Organization, or WHO, on non-ionizing radiation published in 1991, confirms something, if I could find it here. Many of the biological effects observed in animals exposed to ELF fields appear to be associated either directly or indirectly with the nervous system. Among the published experiments, there are those where pulsed microwaves have caused the synchronization of isolated neurons with the frequency of pulsing of microwaves. For example, a neuron firing at a frequency of 0.8 hertz was forced in this way to fire the impulses at a frequency of 1 hertz. Moreover, the pulsed microwaves contributed to changing the concentration of neurotransmitters in the brain and reinforcing or attenuating the effects of drugs delivered to the brain. There's different ways to interpret that. One would be, I expect, the fact that a drug given to a person can be either reduced in effectiveness or increased. So, for the perpetrator's point of view, if you were on a drug that was helping you, they would try and make it ineffective. Radio sound. Microwave pulsed in the sleep frequency would cause the synchronization of the brain's activity with the sleep frequency in this way. Now, Now, a report derived from the testing program of the Microwave Research Department at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research states, microwave pulses appear to couple to the central nervous system and produce stimulation similar to electric stimulation, unrelated to heat. In many a time replicated experiment, microwaves pulsed in an exact frequency caused the efflux of calcium ions from nerve cells. Calcium plays a key role in the firing of neurons. And Ross Addai, member of the first scientific team which published this experiment, publicly expressed his conviction that this effect of electromagnetic radiation would interfere with concentration on complex tasks. So, if China and Russia decided that they wanted to interfere with, we'll say, DARPA, a concentration of very intelligent people working on complex tasks, or a computer programming institute, this would have an effect on these people, and they would not realize it. And they would start turning out shoddy work and not being able to solve the many problems that DARPA is working on. So I say focus it on DARPA and burn the place down. I didn't say that. Robert Becker, who had share in the discovery of pulse fields at the healing of broken bones, published the excerpts from the report from Walter Reed Army Institute testing program. In the first part, prompt dilibitation effects should have been tested. Were not those effects based on the experiment by Ross Addai and others with calcium efflux? British scientist John Evans, working in the same field, wrote that both Ross Addai and Robert Becker lost their positions and research grants and called them free-thinking exiles. In 1975, in the USA, a military experiment was published where pulsed microwaves produced in the brain of a human subject an audio perception of numbers from 1 to 10. And this is 1975. Again, the possibility to convince an individual that it is mentally ill is obvious. The testing program of American Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, where the experiment took place, counts with prompt auditory stimulation by means of auditory effects. And finally aims at behavioral control by stimulation. Let us assume that the words delivered into the brain were transcribed into ultrasound frequencies. Would not then the subject perceive those same words as his own thoughts? And would this not imply that this behavior was being controlled in this way through the transmission of ultrasound frequencies? In this regard, the American Air Force in 1982 final report on biotechnology research requirements for aeronautical systems through the year 2000 states, while initial attention should be toward degradation of human performance through thermal loading and for bright naval careers. In June 1995, Michael Persinger, who worked on the American Navy's project of non-lethal electromagnetic weapons, published a scientific article where he states, "The technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species without mediation through classical sensory modalities by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed is now feasible." Okay, this doesn't sound good. 6 billion brains. Can be manipulated. Well, good night from Boston, Massachusetts. We'll see you tomorrow night. My name is Frank Howell.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.